Come in and meet man. Y'all to see me eat man. Get on the meat man. Y'all to see me eat man. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like.
You're listening to Best Barbecue, the show where we talk, taste, and even try to cook the best barbecue in Texas. Which is the best barbecue in the world? I'm here in studio with Stover.
You hear that?
Yeah.
I'm shaking out a mailbag.
Yeah, there's just letters and envelopes just falling out of it.
Everything's falling. Here. Which one should I do? I'm going to pick one randomly.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that one looks good.
This is a good one here. All right, mailbag time. This letter's from a fan, Ryan C. Ryan says, great show. Just discovered it and binged all the episodes in the span of 2 days. Ooh, yeah.
Well done, Ryan.
That's what we like to hear. Unfortunately, now it makes me hungry for barbecue and all those places. So now I have to travel to Central Texas and eat at these joints.
Yeah, well, we still have hundreds of people moving to Texas a day, so come join us.
We both did. I mean, you moved here about a decade ago, right?
Yeah.
Would you say that food was a big selling point of you moving?
I had no idea about it. I got sent here for work, and then once I was here for a few weeks, I was like, I'm not leaving.
Well, that sort of happened to me. I came on vacation, and once I had food, once I had barbecue, I knew I was coming back. So there's a second part to Ryan C's question here, and I believe this to be a very real question for a lot of the fans out there who don't have access to a smoker. So his question is, all this talk of brisket makes me want to make it. But you have advice on making a brisket with a Traeger. So he has a grill. Well, he has limited access to making a smoke and no training. He says it probably won't be as good, but can I approximate?
Is it a pellet smoker? I mean, Traeger has a long line of amazing machines.
No. This is like a coal. He says like a grill, like the kind you'd see in your backyard.
I would say the best way to do it is to try and offset it. So if you can put the fire on one side and the meat as far away from that as possible, but preferably put the meat near where the smoke leaves so that the smoke has to travel over the meat to leave the smoker. And then you can even put a water pan under the meat. Like for those guys that do the green eggs and all those Komodos and all that, what they do is they put the fire around the outside, put a water pan in the middle, and then they put the meat in the middle. So the edges of the meat are getting direct heat, but at least the middle is not. So I would say indirect heating is the first step. And you just have to play with that. I'd maybe cook some chickens or something and see what you can pull off. When I first did it, you know, I would actually soak chips, which I don't do anymore because that's a bad idea. But if you just get good wood, mix it up with charcoal, you know, big chunks of wood, charcoal mixed together, get them real hot, keep adding to that. You can cook for hours off just that one piece. And if, let's say you want to cook a bunch of chicken thighs, I would just line them up on half, put the fire on the other half, and then you can kind of rotate them away from the fire as they cook. There's also something called the snake method.
Ooh, where you cook up a big serpent?
No, but I did try rattlesnake over the summer. That was fun.
Nice.
But the snake method is you kind of make a half moon of coals, and you only light one end. So the fire actually travels through the coals. So you can actually smoke longer with that.
Oh, cool. So you're delaying the burning of all of them at once.
Right, exactly. You're not making one big fire. You're making a small fire that kind of slowly. And you can really prolong. You can smoke for like 8 hours with that.
Nice. Well, that's good advice. All right, Meat Man Ryan. Thanks for writing us.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
Always send us letters, jump in the mailbag at contact@bestbarbecueshow.com.
Or just go to bestbarbecueshow.com and there is a form you can fill out and it'll send it right to our inbox.
You know, we have this magic mailbag too, where actually if you send us anything anywhere on any social media, magically it'll be turned into paper and yeah, we'll read it on the show.
Email bag that somehow turns into paper.
Get the meters. That kid's going to be a future meat man, don't you think?
He's got like 6 million views on that stupid video.
I'm vegan. Yeah, but it's an earworm. That's going to be stuck in your head like that meat man song is. Yoni was kind of jealous that I got to go to that pop-up.
It looked like fun.
I think that's why. But we'll be back there for sure as a team.
Totally.
What you'll see when you get there is an amazing welcome. from the yeah. Munoz family.
Oh, I'm sure they put it on.
Andrew and Michelle, they were super welcoming. And when you get to LA, you'll see that. They welcome you in. We went to their event, me and my buddy Nigel, who works for Vice down there in California. Check them out on HBO. But we went to the event and they pretty much just welcomed us with open arms. Like literally, we got hugs and meat.
Totally. Barbecue family.
But I, since you weren't able to get there, I say we, in a couple minutes, give the dudes a call. We'll call Andrew and Michelle. They do Moose Craft Barbecue, of course. You heard them on the show.
Yeah.
Then we'll give a call to Bert, who does Trudy's Underground Barbecue.
Yeah, I love Bert.
They are funny people, and they have a text message group with some other L.A. and California barbecue people called the Q10 Clan, like Wu-Tang, I think that's there. I don't know.
That's awesome.
The Q10. So they talk a lot of trash. They have fun. And in one of the clips that you'll hear, you will hear that kind of trash talking in person and how they have fun. They were letting loose after they served up hundreds and hundreds of people for their pop-up event.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hey, Bert, one last thing for the meat men. What do you want to say to them?
The meat men?
Who weren't here tonight.
Oh, you guys missed out. But come to LA, have some In-N-Out, have some Langers, and have some barbecue.
This man loves In-N-Out more than anyone I know. He's mentioned it every time we've talked.
In-N-Out, I don't want to say over what, but In-N-Out is the best.
Bert keeps mansplaining In-N-Out to me.
You know, it's the real meat man place. You know, I'm talking to this guy here that I've never met in my life, and we're talking about, like, burgers, and he said, like, oh, have you had In-N-Out? It's the best. But
you
know what?
California people talk about In-N-Out all the time.
But it's not about In-N-Out tonight. Tonight is about barbecue.
That's right.
Which is Texas-style barbecue. So we're, you know, we got Texas stickers on our car. We're cooking Texas-style barbecue. We're hoping that our Texas friends appreciate it. You know, if they come out to L.A., they can have a burger. They can have some barbecue. You know, and we're all having a good time.
Awesome.
So what do you say we give Andrew a call? Say hi.
Sounds good. I'll pull him up.
We'll just ring in real quick to Andrew. Give him a little talk there. See how he's doing. Hopefully he's not taking a bath or something. La-na-na-na-na-na. Calling Andrew on the phone.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're good. We're in studio, buddy.
How's it going, Andrew?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Starver?
Good. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, we could. Michelle's right here.
Hey, Michelle. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
We're great. We're excited to talk to y'all.
I was just talking to Yoni about how he was kind of jealous that I got to go and try your food and he hasn't got a chance yet.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about it originally. So when you guys said you were coming, I assumed both of you are coming, and then I saw Yoni back at home on Instagram.
So we were I was playing Yoni some clips from the pop-up event. It was such a blast. Now that you've had some time to recover, how do you two see the event? How do you think it went?
Oh, we thought the event was really successful. We had a feeling it was going to be busy just because of the collaboration with everybody, you know, with Trudy's, Fern, and Fast Tech, and it was busy the last time we did something similar, and this time it was probably twice as busy. It was crazy the amount of food we went through. I kept looking up, and the line just seemed never ending. It was it got a little intimidating.
Will you throw Michelle on the phone real quick? I want to ask her about her sides.
Yeah, sure.
Hey.
Good. The one thing I haven't got to try of your food yet, and it's a major regret of my LA trip, is it your elotes or you make the other version of the corn?
No, I did make the esquite
that day. That's
yeah,
right.
I did make it, and it sold out pretty quick. So by the time I got to see you in the evening, I didn't have any left to offer you.
Unfortunately, yeah, I'll take at least a kernel next time, just to at least get a little tantalizing taste. The fact that it went away so quick is proof that people love it, right? I mean, like, they ate the hell out of it.
Yeah, it sold pretty well. It was one of the popular sides on the menu that day. So yeah, it was a total success. I'm glad I made it, and I'm glad people got this.
She made so much of it that day. She hasn't made it since. She's like, I'm not doing it.
I'm a little over it right now.
Let's get some numbers out there just to kind of show people how much food you made. How much corn did you go through to make that?
It was about 150 corn. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's all that
150 corn. Yeah,
all that preparation.
A lot of shaving, a lot of prepping. So, yeah.
Hopefully you saw the time lapse of this, but Andrew also had a monumental kind of preparation experience, of course, when they were doing those pork ribs, preparing those. Bert and him were staring at those boxes of ribs, just dreading having to trim those.
Yeah, we kept putting it off. We kept eating and drinking and doing everything else. And we were like, are we going to do them now? Yeah, let's do them. But we went through 70 racks of ribs,
wow.
40 beef rib racks, 35 briskets, and one whole hog. And nothing was left. It was a crazy event.
And these guys have the coolest smokers, too. They have that green look to them.
Yeah. Both of you guys have texted me like, oh, should I... What color should I make? And I'm like, leave it green. That green is awesome.
Andrew doesn't want anyone else having a green smoker now because he wants that to be his thing.
Well, it's too late. Bert has one, and then our buddy up in Anaheim, he's going to have one too in probably a month. Eric at Vapstack, he just keeps cranking them out. So.
Those fat stack smokers are amazing. I mean, they got a look to them too.
Well, my favorite thing is that griddle on the back. That's because I always end up with a cast iron pan, but that griddle's probably clutch.
Oh, yeah, it is. Michelle and I used it this past weekend when we were, you probably saw the video on Instagram. We were smoking, and then, you know, the firebox was raging hot, so we did steaks and vegetables all along the flat top. I think we fit a whole bunch. We could have fit a lot more, but it was just us and a couple family members, but we did like 6 steaks on there and then a whole bunch of vegetables. Everything fit right on top.
It looked so awesome.
So what's coming up this weekend? You guys got something going on for the RLA Meatmen?
Yeah, so this Saturday we have Indie Brewing Company in Boyle Heights. It's right across the bridge from downtown LA. So that's kind of been our go-to spot. That was our first brew we've done. So we try to do that place once a month. And, yeah, so it's been about a month since we've been there. So we'll be back there this Saturday and then – and then next month we have something at Angry Horse Brewing in the city of Montebello. That's our home city, so it's kind of nice to do something local.
Maybe we'll sneak in some home pop-ups.
Yeah, and Michelle and I have been touring with the idea of doing a true underground pop-up, how we used to do them out of our house.
Nice.
Just because of the holidays, it gets kind of hectic, so if we can keep it close to home and do the invite-only thing maybe once or twice before the end of the year, I think that'd be fun.
We miss it, too. We miss the whole underground here at home.
And don't forget Meat Men. If you haven't yet, you should by now because you've heard them on the show already. They're fans of the show. They're friends of the show. And we feel a real kinship with them despite living in different states because there's one thing we all share, and it's a love for food and feeding other people.
Barbecue
yeah,
family.
Yeah, we're all big barbecue family. I heard Bert or Trudy's claimed Yoni.
Yeah, Yoni got claimed. He, I brought Yoni with me in spirit. I talked about him constantly. So,
yeah, and I was in touch through all the social media. It was fun to watch kind of the madness unfold.
Yeah, so remind people where they can find you online so they can check you out and see your upcoming events.
Okay, yeah. So if you want to see what we're doing or just follow us, check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/ Moosecraft Barbecue, MoosecraftBarbecue. And that's also our website name, so moosecraftbarbecue.com. Check us out there. We have all kinds of pictures, and we'll post all of our upcoming events. So if you're not on social media, that's another good way to find out where we're going to be.
And lastly, I know you love this. Can you guys both give your moo sound at the same time?
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go.
Moo.
Perfect. It's getting better every time.
I thought we were going to hear the select cow today.
Yeah, do it, Yoni. Come on, do it. Do your cow, Yoni. It's getting sicker, by the way.
Sounds like it.
All right, guys. Well, we're gonna give Bert a call, check in with him, and then we'll talk to you guys soon, I'm sure.
All right, sounds good.
Awesome, guys. Nice chatting with you. Take care.
Bye. Thank you.
That was great.
Yeah.
Those guys are killing it.
They are. And, you know, just when you think they're going to slow down because you're like, no one can continue at this pace, they add more stuff. So they are about as dedicated as you can get.
Slicing corn, trimming everything. They went hard that night, it sounds like.
Oh, we all went hard. Like, they were working hard and I was eating hard. Had a couple beers, which I usually don't. I don't crack my 2 limit usually because it makes me kind of ill because I'm getting old. But me and Nigel went kind of fun. But at the end of the night, I was talking to a dog. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's play that. Oh, wait, there's a dog. I'm going to ask him if he's a meat man.
Hi, puppy. Would you consider yourself a meat man?
Yeah, that's a yeah. He doesn't trust you. He's humping my leg.
No, he's not. He doesn't trust you.
He doesn't trust me. Yeah, he just finished.
That dude has been eating more meat than everybody. He's been grabbing all the scraps.
He wasn't actually humping my leg.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just in case you were concerned about my well-being. I was meat drunk, booze drunk, beer, because they had this awesome English craft ale there at McLeod's. And then because it was California, we were pretty stoned too, which is probably why we ate so much.
Can we say the F word? We ate our faces off. We ate our mother faces off to the point where we're taking some home, which is unheard of.
To be able to just sort of like saunter into a pop-up is a great thing. And we're in some industrial area and, you know, I think bad things might happen to us because we're so meat drunk.
Yeah, no, I don't know if we're going to make it out of here alive, but it was worth it. If this is the last meal, it's, you know, it's pretty solid, man. Better than solid. What's the name of these guys again?
Well, we got a lot of people here.
Okay.
We got Moose Craft Barbecue.
Okay.
Doing their beef rib.
Oh, man, that was amazing.
That was fantastic. And we got it wrapped up right here. That's good. And Nigel actually just opened up his pants and put it in there to keep it warm.
Yeah, I've got it now trapped between my thighs, and it's a moist place, and it'll keep the meat moist.
Meat moist, meat man.
I was just thinking about those moose sounds again because Andrew at the event was going around asking people at the end to make moose sounds. And I have some of that too if you want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, do yours again, please. One more time.
No.
That poor
cow. Stick their tongue out. You have to stick your tongue out while you're doing it.
He needs to hear your best cow.
What's that?
He wants to hear your best cow.
Oh, that's gonna be awful.
You gotta get in from right here.
Your mom!
So that's actually not me. See, that's a retarded cow.
What about you all?
It's select. It's a select cow.
You can do it together if you like cow.
All right, more cow noises.
Moo.
Hey, Moo's Barbecue. Today.
Are we going to talk to Bert too today?
We're going to talk to Bert, but you know, Bert's a busy guy, so he's going to let me know when he's available to talk. I'm texting with him right now. The thing with Bert is he's Mr. Project, right? You've met these people in your life, and I kind of identify with it, where they will find something like barbecue, and then they found a passion and a drive, and then he puts everything into it. He was talking to me about he puts that dedication into everything he does, because if you're going to do it, you might as well do it. I mean, you agree with that.
Yeah, if you're going to do it right. I mean, that's why we do this show, because it's good. People like it. If people didn't listen, we'd stop.
Yeah, I mean, we would just be talking to ourselves right now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we didn't know the first day. We didn't know we'd be talking to people. Now we're talking to people. And there's a lot of great people out there.
Yeah, and I met a bunch in line. I didn't wait in line at the pop-up event, but I walked through the recorder. We played some of that earlier. But they love barbecue. They love talking about it. But they love talking and eating Texas barbecue, they kept saying.
Yeah, the Texas style is what's hot right now. Simple. Salt and pepper, slow smoke, good wood.
Yeah, it's not like people haven't heard of barbecue their entire life, but once they get that specific type of barbecue, that style, it's really hard to go back for a lot of people. So much so that there's places like Moose and Ragtop Ferns and Pearls and all these other people, Trudy's, who are just making this exceptional meat without having ever lived in Texas.
I mean, some people have to go two states away just to see an offset smoker. You know, there I didn't see an offset smoker in upstate New York growing up.
Well, they are harder to find in LA because people aren't sure about the regulations. You know how LA is with their regulations, of course. You don't usually see a giant three-door, double-level offset smoker in someone's backyard, but that's what I was watching as Burton and Andrew were cooking.
Well, but I mean, how much wood did they use? A couple dozen logs all night? That's not really, that's like a fireplace.
No, that big one, Yoni, that giant smoker that Burton just bought, that was the first day he used it when I was there in his backyard. It went through so much wood.
Oh, really?
It was huge. It was like, almost like a little bonfire. I was mesmerized. We would just take turns just staring at it.
I guess it takes a lot of fire to keep. Well, how long was it? Like 20 feet?
20 feet? I don't know. I don't measure fire in feet usually.
How many doors is it? Four?
I think it's three giant doors, but it might actually be four. The fourth, I think, is the one they converted into that griddle at the end. Which that griddle, Bert, who once Mr. Busy Bee... Gives me a call back here.
Just waiting for that text, Bert.
I'll send him a text of me just like waiting, just scratching my chin. Oh, he's ready. Yeah, let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on over the DLC?
We're recording a radio show. Are you in the bathtub?
for the right amount of money, I could be.
How much would that cost?
Not much. Not much, you know. Things are tough. I don't know. What you got?
I got like $5 in my pocket. I spend it all in L.A.
L.A., not a joke.
It's not a joke.
It costs $5 just to think about where you want to go.
Pretty much.
Just the thought.
So we
What's
were...
What's happening?
Not much. We just got off the phone with Andrew and Michelle, kind of doing a little... update on the pop-up now that you guys have had a chance to go into your comas.
Oh my god. Andrew and I were sitting there in the middle of the night, delirious, hallucinating, starting to see things. You know, it was again, it brought us to the conversation that, you know what, barbecue should really be considered for an Olympic sport. You know, so if Texas ever hosts the Olympics, like, they should have at least a single, at least for once, they'll have, you know, briskets cooking. You know, each athlete gets 100 briskets and see how they cook the 100 briskets, if they all come out right. It really is an endurance sport, man, barbecue. It's not just standing there flipping burgers, man. It's not a joke.
Yeah, Bert was 350 pounds before he started barbecue.
That's quite a loss there.
You know, it's another day here in this beautiful ghetto, and we are slowly moving after a long night last night, which was not barbecue fueled, but nonetheless, a long night here in LA. And I'm moving slowly, but I'm happy to connect and see what's going on with the LA scene.
So, how did the last pop-up kind of color how you move forward? Are you going to aim for huge events like that? Or are you going to kind of limit them? Or what's coming up for you?
Coming up, I have several things that are coming up, but they're all smaller scale. You know, I have this barbecue that's 60 people. They're getting together, and there's going to be a nice party this weekend, and I have a few like special requests coming up. I have a couple of some events that will be happening in my backyard, which is pretty gnarly to think of these events actually coming to my place. But nothing as you know, on that scale. I think we cooked about 750 or 1,000 pounds for that barbecue one in the brewery. And I understand that the boys in Texas do that all the time. But, you know, we're gradually moving there. And also, you know, it was just Andrew and I really, for the most part, doing all the cooking and for all of that. So it was a lot of work. You know, yesterday I went to take a look at my previous smoker that before this one that I started using. And, you know, it's a 250-gallon offset smoker, and I look at it, and it looks so little, and it's like so cute, and it's like, you know, I should have painted it pink, and like, it's like so little. Like, I was looking at my little daughter, looking at her, and I wanted to tell her, hey, you know what? You take it. This is, you know, this is for you.
Baby's first smoker.
Yeah, a first smoker. Ah, it's so little. Yeah.
For Yoni, do you know what the name of his first smoker was?
What was the name of your first smoker?
Yoni. It was my first, this previous one. His name is Tootsie.
Tootsie.
Aw,
isn't
that's
that nice?
Awesome.
That's sweet. He also had a cool...
So, my buddy...
Oh, go ahead, Bert.
My buddy went to stop by Snow's and was talking to Miss Tootsie, and he was telling her, like, oh, you know, my buddy Bert that came by, he's getting a new pit in L.A., and he said, oh, and she said, well, he should name it Tootsie after me, and he texted me, and he says, Tootsie says you should name it Tootsie after her. I said, oh, my God, I'm totally going to do it. Can you get a video of her saying that? And he would get the video of her saying that, and he sends it over to me, and I said, okay, deal. First of all, I'm going to say no to this sweetness of a lady, and it totally made sense. It worked out, you know, so that's why my new one has still yet to be named.
One thing that you do exceptionally well is kind of promote this underground idea, limited availability. What advice would you give to all the people? I start seeing them pop up in other cities, people like you. They haven't quite reached that level. Some have kind of been doing it longer. What advice would you give to the people starting out who want to sling meat from their backyard?
Well, what kind of advice? First of all, I started to do it when I came back from Texas and I got my green egg. It was nowhere in my wildest imagination that, you know, fast forward and this is the type of, you know, the type of things that would be happening. So I started it as genuine interest in the craft, in the process, and in, you know, barbecue in general, you know. So I'm genuinely interested. It was never a capitalistic thing. It wasn't something, well, you know, how can we do this or do that? I'm fortunate enough that, you know, I have another career that have been supporting me. Shout out to Yoni as well.
What up?
So, you know, so I did it really so I can have people come by, that I can connect with more people and have these conversations. I'm not doing barbecue so I can make the best barbecue in the world. I'm not trying to make a better barbecue than Andrew. You know, Andrew and I, we talked about that. I'm not trying to do better barbecue than Andrew. I'm trying to improve myself, make better than what I made the last time, which is why I keep all kinds of notes on my process and, you know, every time I touch the smoker and, you know, adjust wood and splits and fires and temperatures, I keep track of that. But, my advice is to just work on it, you know, start with one brisket, start with two briskets, start eating whatever equipment you have. And it's, you know, for the slinging, like you saw, you know, people ask me, they message me and they ask, and you know, how much is this? How much is that? And it's funny, like, you know, I always tell them it's not that it's free. You know, it's not that it's free, but there's no charge. I'm not charging it. I'm not selling it. I'm looking to. I don't want to get, you know, any kind of into any kind of trouble. So I don't necessarily sell it, but you know, there is an expense. You know, when you go and cook 10, 15, 20 briskets, there's definitely an expense. So the people who come by, they support and they contribute. They chip in to help cover the cost and to, you know, support this process, this movement, this thing that's been happening. And yeah, you know, I see these places popping up in LA, I hear about them popping up outside of LA, and I think it's great. I think it's great. And look, you know, I'm involved with a restaurant with some buddies of mine, and that place, that brick and mortar place, was supposed to be open in November of 2016. We are now approaching November 2017, and we still think it's going to be several months.
Yeah.
So, you know, for somebody who wants to go and start a place, you know, the city and all these regulations make it difficult. And otherwise, you know, you can literally go pick up some product, go to your backyard and start cooking and have some friends come over, and they'll encourage you, they'll support you, they'll tell their friends will tell other friends, and organic.
Yeah, and it's so cool to see it happen in person, because you just had some friends stop by while you were back there, and I'm pretty sure they were led there by their nose. They were just going home, and all of a sudden they were like, ooh, Bert's cooking, I'm going to go eat some of his food.
All the time that happens. My neighbors, like, you know, I'll get a text, they're like, ooh, save me a rack. You know, they can smell that I'm cooking. And you know, that's usually on Fridays, and that's one of my favorite things, you know, that people just come by, we hang out. If somebody brings a bottle of wine, somebody brings their, you know, their doctor's prescribed medicinal, you know, ganja that the doctor's prescribing. Not that they want to, but, you know, the doctor's orders.
And doctor's orders, right.
And, yeah, the doctor's orders. Like, dude, you think I want to smoke 10 joints? Doctor says I can't fall asleep. I got to. I know it's 2 p.m., but whatever.
Yeah, I almost fell asleep at your house.
So, yeah, exactly. If, you know, they come, they hang out, we cook, we whatever, it's Friday. I mean, seriously, Friday, it's the end, you know, it's late afternoon, it's nice weather, you have some people you know, some people you don't know, hang out, have a drink, you know, have some food, you know, what's better than that?
Well, we're here in Austin, Texas, where you can, I mean, driving around town, you're going to smell barbecue. There's a place a mile from here. There's a place a mile after that. There's a little trailer. But you're creating an unbelievable, you know, aroma in the middle of like a desert of that kind of stuff. So I'm sure all your neighbors go nuts, and they're happy to bring everything to the party. You're a man of process. You're a man who's challenging himself and challenging his skills. It's like the epic story. So what's next? Where should we find you? How does the world connect with, you know, your movement?
Well, what's next is just really the brick and the mortar. What's next is, you know, going above ground. You know, what's next is the ability to actually charge, you know, legally and actually have an actual charge. What's next is really all kinds of events. I'm get you know, been playing with tacos. You know, you would think that, like, why am I playing with tacos? Like, I have no business really playing with barbecue either, so why can't I play with tacos?
You exactly.
But,
you should name the brick and mortar Trudy's Above Ground.
Yeah, Trudy's Above Ground Barbecue and Tacos.
Trudy. Ah, the lazy people of LA, it's too long for them.
It is. You got to shorten it somehow. I just put on a hairnet. By the way, Bert, I had a hairnet in my pocket. I just put it on, and I'm staring at Yoni in this hairnet, and he's really weirded out right now.
Yeah, looking like a gangster.
Yeah, always. You know it.
I can't imagine how much Stover was bugging and messing with you guys the whole time he was there.
I misspoke when I think it was one of Bert's friends or someone came to eat some of his food and take off real quick. I misspoke and said the word semen accidentally, and Bert almost fell out of his chair.
She's the publicist. She was, at the time, at least, because she's a Swiss, but she was the publicist for Ellen DeGeneres. So Ellen DeGeneres' publicist came by my place to pick up some containers of caviar, which is a whole other story. So she comes to pick up some caviar. And then, and Silver says to her, like, yeah, caviar is code word for semen. She's like, what'd you say? What was that? And another guy who was there was like an executive from CBS. I was like, wait, what's going on? What are you just saying?
So that's how I roll, Bert. You know, I make an impression, I guess.
And the other thing, I'll tell you what, they won't forget, because if I'll tell them, like, hey, you remember when you guys came over, I'll mention, let's say, Andrew, my buddy Andrew that was there. They know. I'm like, what about the guy who said the Siemens? Like, oh, yeah, of course. How's he doing?
Yeah, how could you forget?
It's how you get places in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, I'm a connector, I guess.
All right, Bert. Well, we appreciate it. We always appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll have you on the show sometime again. At the very least, we'll be there next year as a team. So me and you'll be able to meet Yoni in person.
I'm coming for that Howlin' Rays.
I hope to come out to your hood soon. So
let's do it. You're always welcome.
Yeah, I'm planning to come out there and cook with Leonard over at Truth Barbecue.
Nice.
Excellent.
All right, boys. And
all right. Girls. All right. One last thing for the meat men you want to say to them?
The meat men, eat more meat.
That's right. Said that's from the man himself. Eat more meat.
Legendary words.
All right. That's Trudy's Underground Barbecue, soon to be Above Ground Barbecue, hopefully, if they can get their stuff together. And then just pay attention. Check him out on Instagram. You see he's up to fun stuff, and he's got some great photos. Check out that meat stack photo he has up there.
He'll be at Howlin' Rays tomorrow and the day after.
Yeah, find him at Howlin' Rays, just like Yoni's at Snow's, exactly. Bert is Howlin' Rays.
Yoni, when you go to Snow's, say hello to my buddy Clay.
I know, you got to send me that video. I want to tell Tootsie that we talked.
Yeah, I'll find it right now. I'll send it to you.
Cool, man. All right, we'll be in touch in the future, Bert. Best of luck to everything.
Talk to you soon.
See you guys.
See you, bye.
Guys. Thanks for the call. Talk to you. Bye.
Fun guy to talk to, right?
Kings and queen of Texas LA pop-ups. Bert's life is just unimaginable.
It's imaginable for me now. I saw it. It's not as braggadocious as it might seem. Like, he's doing fun stuff, but he's a family guy. He's a humble guy. He's a good guy.
Well, the beautiful thing about LA is you can, I mean, I have friends in five different neighborhoods, so you go to one spot and you've got like high fences and these like fun little like art, what are they called? Prop master parties. And then you go to another place and it's like executives and just people hanging out and, you know, these chill neighborhoods of very, very wealthy people.
Yeah, I mean, L.A. had so much when I was there. This is the second in our L.A. series. We're going to go back to a few Texas places, and then we'll see where else we go from there. But when I think of my L.A. trip now that I'm a couple weeks back, I think of all different types of people, but the thing that connects them was food. Everyone I met was food. Everywhere I went was related to food, whether it was just having a nice sushi meal, omakase, with my good buddy Nigel, like we used to do all the time, going and getting that giant table-sized burrito, with Andrew and Michelle from Moose, going to the barbecue pop-up. It was all about food and the love for it, and it was a connector. But we all come from different lives, different backgrounds, but look at it. We're all together.
Find us on Instagram. We're talking to people. We're connecting. We're connecting the dots between Texas, California, Tokyo, New York, and there's always more to connect.
So recommendations, of course. Keep sending them to us. We've been getting a lot of stuff. We've been getting a lot of shout outs and we want to see it going, and just say
hi.
Hi. Just say hi. Just hi. You can do hi period, like a lot of people are doing. Very terse. You can say hi in your own language. If English is your second language, say hi in whatever you want and we'll see it and we'll say hi back. We want to meet everyone is what we want.
But most importantly, hashtag your meat men.
Hashtag and tag us so we can find you, because, we're getting, as you've noticed, Yoni, on our social media, we've been blowing up.
Yeah, and tag every meat man you know. You got someone grilling, tag them. You see someone chopping meat, tag them. You see someone eating meat, hashtag meat man.
And any fans of podcasts. I mean, it's a new medium. So if you're listening to this, congratulations. You are tech savvy, but
welcome.
We know a lot of people, and you know them too. When you recommend a podcast, they say, "What's a podcast?" Right? They say that. So explain to them, pick up their phone, subscribe to this show for them, and show them what a podcast is.
I mean, I have I tell people I'm on a podcast, they're like, "Oh, what's your favorite app?" I'm like, It doesn't. Just get one. Just listen.
Yeah, my answer is use the one that's called podcast.
now you can use the one that's called podcasts.
So yeah, please recommend. Just do what you can. Meatman Army's growing, and we want it to get bigger. So share it at your next smoke out. Put it on the radio. What do people put it on? Put it on your phone.
Yeah. Help us find the underground and the above ground.
Yes, we want underground and above ground. So anyway, thanks again to everyone in LA who was so hospitable, from the meat men to the meat makers. Thanks. And we'll be back.
Oh, we'll be back.
Keep on listening. And we will see you on Thursday. And then we will see you on Monday.
Have a good day.
Go eat some barbecue.
Hey, they call me the meat man.
This has been a production of Glencliff Media, produced right here in the heart of Texas. Man.